Senator Chris Gildon authored the letter that outlines steps the agency can take to provide immediate relief without waiting for the legislature to pass a bill.
The legislature authorized the Department of Ecology to twist and turn certain levers, and so we just call out all of the dials that the Department of Ecology can turn in order to try and reduce the cost.
The Puyallup Republican's letter attributes Washington's gas price shock to the Department of Ecology's implementation of cap-and-trade legislation passed by Democratic lawmakers in 2021.
A lot of their efforts are just directly contributing to higher costs across the board. And it's not just the price you pay at the pump, but obviously the price of agricultural goods because the fuel's more expensive, the cost of truck drivers who are getting product back and forth to the market.
Under cap and trade, industries that emit carbon are required to purchase allowances at auction that are estimated to be about 45 cents a gallon. That cost is passed on to consumers. I'm Tracy Ellis.